here tonight, as the Lord laid upon my heart, once again, precious David, what a precious joint in the body of Christ. And we thank the Lord for that supplying. And the thing that we receive is we know by the grace of God, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. All supplying in the body of Christ is from the head. And we thank God that it's all from his Son. So in any of these precious joints of the body, we know if there's ever been any encouragement spiritually, we know it's Christ, our Lord. Amen? The Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, Alpha, Omega, beginning, end. We thank the Lord that his grace, his blood, it's never changed and it never will change. It's all him. But in 1 Chronicles chapter 17, we come over to verse 27 and David praying before the Lord. And so thankful as he concludes this in the 27th verse of 1 Chronicles 17. He says, "Now therefore let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant." Isn't that beautiful? Praise God. What humility. And we know, you think about, man, this is the fellow after my own heart. And I think about Jacob sometimes asking the Lord for far less than what God had already blessed him with. I don't catch that in this. I just receive such humility and just such beauty in the thankfulness to even know the Lord. But yet, once again, how God, he does exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. But he says, "Now therefore, let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant." And isn't it wonderful we know that it pleases God to bless, doesn't he? He wants to bless. Hallelujah. He wants to bless so much that he's already blessed us with how many spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ? All spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. He's a God that's about his good pleasure. Amen. So David is touching upon something that God was revealing to him. We know in a better thing, God has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. So I don't come to him asking, "If it please thee, bless the house of thy servant." Oh no. I come there thanking him that he has already blessed the house of thy servant. You understand this? Praise God. But he said, and I love this, "that it may be before thee forever," this blessing, this encouragement, praise God, "that it be before thee forever, for thou blessest, O Lord, and it shall be blessed forever." And that's what really just hit home once again. His promises are yea and amen. His gifts are without repentance. Isn't that wonderful how God does that? And here he tells us what he's blessed, it shall be blessed forever. Praise be to God. And see, that's the blessing that we receive, praise God, with the life of Jesus Christ, isn't it? Amen? That's why we're blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ, because of the life of Jesus Christ that lives in us. And I thank God in that life, all favor, praise God, all favor from the Father, all favor, praise God. Everything, as the Father said, how could he not? He spared not his own son. How could he not also freely give us all things? Praise God. So how precious and sweet and beautiful it is to trust his grace, to believe in his mercy, to not live a life somehow thinking what I need to be or who I need to be blessed of God. And how sweet David learned, and David rejoiced in hearing this prayer before God, and in the prayer before God, the word of God answering, "Lord, what you bless is blessed forever." And thanks be to God for that. Aren't you grateful that it is the peace that passes all understanding? Aren't you thankful that you know that the eye that is watching you is watching over you? It watches over you. He cares for you. He's concerned about you. He's always making intercession for us. I think of his thoughts to us more than the sands of the sea, more than the stars in the heaven. I sit in awe as we rejoice and give thanks to God for his love for us and his care. We know the promises of Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. I thank the Lord that we know that he will perfect that which concerns us. I love that confidence that grace brings to your life. And that is why the Word of God always tells us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's interesting how many people that we'll meet from time to time that, and I'm talking about the family of God. So sad. I don't want to be one of those that ran well. I don't want to be one of those that started off in such great grace and then somehow turned to the perfecting of it all by my flesh. I love how Paul said it so sweetly. He said, having begun in the spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? The bewitching that goes on, and we know who's behind the bewitching. We know that that's the enemy. The enemy, all he wants to do is to get us away from grace. Any maneuver that he can do to get us away from looking at the very mercy of God, which is the only thing that he could ever bestow the riches of his glory on. The only thing that can receive the glory is what magnifies the Son. Amen? It's the only thing that can receive that beauty of the perfection and the finishing of that bride for the Lamb of God has to be only his workmanship. I thank God that I mentioned it on Wednesday just briefly. There was David, as we're visiting tonight on, such power in the Word of God that graced his life, such a thankfulness to God. But even here we see, Lord, if it please thee, if it please thee. I'm so thankful it does please God to bless me. I thank God he always blesses me. I know that that wasn't something that I was born to know. I needed to grow in that grace to know this. I needed to grow up in the Lord to know this, but it didn't mean that I didn't already have it as a child of God, because the moment that I was born of God, I had all of it. I had everything. Everything. There wasn't anything withheld. I thank God when each and every one of us are born again. Praise the Lord. We are Lord of all. He comes to us with the absolute deity in what he wants us to be with him, to him, for him, to share with him. I was rejoicing on Wednesday night about the power, praise God, that he receives. The power that he receives as we grow up in grace. The power that is in the glory of God. The power, praise God, of the power of his might and to know him in that. Aren't you grateful for that abounding of the Holy Ghost in your life? Aren't you thankful that you live a life that you abound in hope by the power of the Holy Ghost? I thank the Lord for that. There is no other power. But there's no other life for us. There is no other life because it's the life of Christ that lives in us. And that quickening power of the grace of God, the grace of God that is with me. Oh, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And you think again of the power of his might and where it's taken us, brothers and sisters, what it's brought us to. The power of believing. The power of the most holy set apart faith. Thinking about that even in my own life. I need to be set apart from Jesse. I need to be set apart from Jesse's thinking. I need to be set apart from Jesse's ways. Because that's man's ways. And each and every one of us, but for God, will have that kind of a way. We'll always come up short of God's best. We'll always have reasons to doubt. We'll always have reasons to fear. We'll always have reasons that there's something that we need to do to be acceptable to God. I am so thankful for the power of the mind of Christ. The power, praise God, to see this precious truth, to understand that Praise the Lord, we're all just a mess. And thank God for that testimony. I appreciated today visiting with a man about the Word of God. Precious man. Love him very much. And I know the Lord has caused us to know one another in the Lord before we see Christ. And he was expressing to me, he's a man that does inspections and things of that nature for building and all these things. And he was going out to a building site, and he was supposed to inspect something, and he got there a little bit early, and the workers, I guess, had left, and he was supposed to inspect the rafters up there, and they just left it a mess. And he could have failed it, and he could have all these things, but he just got so angry. He was up there, and he just said, I was up there, and I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to show them. This is how it's supposed to be. So I started taking all these things and setting them where they were supposed to be and all of this. And the whole way I was just griping and complaining about how I'm cleaning up this mess. And then the Lord stopped me and he said, how many times have I cleaned up your mess? And I said, well, you know, brother, I didn't know if you noticed around here, there ain't no rocks. No stones, not even a pebble. We're not throwing anything around here. Aren't you thankful you know the grace of God? And I praise the Lord in that. And I thank God. I want to continue to go that way. And I take this from our precious brother David that, you know, what he blesses, it shall be blessed forever. 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 The blessing of I will perform the good work which I've begun in you. Until the day of Christ, I thank the Lord. That is my blessing forever. And I believe him in that blessing. I walk in that blessing. I'm confident in that blessing. I'm confident in this crown. Isn't that the beautiful thing about the Lord? He lets you know what you have. He don't play games with you. He tells you with this gospel. He tells you with this beautiful bridal glory that he's bestowed upon us. He said, hold that fast, which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. It's never a carrot. Yet you have it, honey. It's always a full encouragement. It's always the fullness of the all of his heart. It's always the power of his might. It's always my work, praise God, will perform it. You can be confident in my faithfulness. You can trust my grace. Behold my mercy. I stand and I wait. And I wait that I may be gracious. That I may be exalted to show mercy upon you. Praise God. I'm not waiting for a crowning. I have it. Because he's blessed me with his life. He's blessed me with his blood. The cherubim, they stare nothing but that mercy seat. Amen. Do you see? It all comes from the mercy. Amen. The blessing that we've been blessed forever. Before the foundation of the world, how did he see you? In love. He didn't see you in judgment. He didn't see you in any condemnation. He saw you in himself. Oh, the glory that he knows is in him. The beauty of the grace, the power, hallelujah. That there's nothing to stop and impede if we will just lay hold of his strength. And his strength is his grace. His power is his grace. It is. It's everything. Because that's what he's full of. He is all the power. And think of what the power is full of. Grace and truth. And I can never receive that truth in its fullness without grace. I can't. And I don't want to veer in any way, shape, or form into any shred of being found in mine own righteousness. You understand where that goes? That's flesh. That's the flesh. There'll be no perfection in that. Zero. And here, praise the Lord, all the years in this place, all the years, magnify the grace of God. Magnify the grace of God. Magnify the grace of God. That's in everything, amen? You magnify grace. And this was David in his statement here. And I know this precious brother, reading what God wrote through him, the Holy Ghost, he knew that he was blessed with everything. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. As they wrote that he was perfect in all his ways, that had to be the blessing of God. Because his life as a man, no way anyone naturally speaking would see that. How could he be perfect? His heart was perfect before the Lord in all his ways. He magnified grace in everything. He magnified grace in his uprisings. He magnified grace in his downsetting. Do I magnify that same grace in your life? I pray I do, or I'm not magnifying the grace of God, because your life is my life. We are in the same body. We are in the same body. And the Lord tells me to esteem you, joint of the body, even higher than myself. And if I'm not caring for you, then I am not caring. Truly, for this wondrous body of Christ. Amen. So now we go again. Magnify the grace of God. Magnify in everything that what the Lord has blessed you with is blessed forever. Amen. Ye that are spiritual, restore such a one. I thank the Lord for you, because the grace of God that is with you wants to be restored. I meet brethren often. They're caught in such condemnation. And I'm talking whether it's self-condemnation. Poor man, I've been encouraged of the Lord to visit with over and over. He's come here and frequented many times. But yet he's just so imprisoned with legality. He just cannot break to the point of accepting the word of God that he that's blessed is blessed forever. He that is born of God cannot sin. Cannot commit sin, neither can he sin. Because who God is blessed forever. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. And I love the Lord, because he said, whom he justified, them he glorified. And I love the glory that's going on around here. Oh, I'm set to go off on a Sunday message with you right now, but I can't do that. I need you to come back if the Lord tarry. Isn't it good to talk about Jesus? How could we not? He's made us ministering vessels of him. We got rivers of water just flowing out our bellies. Because the grace of God that's with us. Because of the love of the truth that he's put in us. And I love this little band. Nothing sweeter, nothing greater. Know how he cares for us. He does. And in his faithfulness, he afflicts. In his faithfulness, he abides faithful even when we believe not. But see, to be those joints of the body, those little coals, always, always. We're gathered, we continue to, Lord, let us not forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but the much the more as we see that day approaching. And you're always encouraging one another. Remember some that had said, well, you know, this one did such and such and this one did this and that. How could we? You know, the Word of God says not to fellowship with them in that regard. Well, I'll agree with that when it's called discord. I'll agree with that when there's a discord that's going on which God hates, which would be hurting ones from the truth. But if we ever came to this place and we're looking at one another to say, who's doing wrong? God forbid, because I believe Ichabod would be written right over the door. And I'm sad to say, I think many are close to that, that used to come here for some time. Oh, they're real nice when it's their way. They're real loving. Until it's about grace. Until it's about mercy. I'm thankful I'm loved with grace and mercy. And I don't know what just might happen if Jesus tarry. But I'm going to tell you one thing we need. We need a lot more grace and mercy. So what's he talking about? I'm talking about growing up. I'm not talking about worrying about something. I'm talking about growing up. I mean, have we come this far in truth and in love to turn away, to turn back? God forbid there could be something so severe that would take us away from the grace of God. God forbid. But always know this. If you stay in grace, it's because of the grace of God that's with you. You weren't strong enough for it. Grace made you weak enough to let you know you needed it. We best be always glorying in our infirmities. What you think, huh? Ever get puffed up around here? Huh? You don't need to do anything about it. Don't you worry. I know who will. I know who will. I want to win his best. That's what we're here for. Just to win him. Because he's so good. I'm not competing with nobody. You know that. We're just running to win. And that's what we're built for. That's it. And we can talk about training. We can talk about all these things. You're already born to win. It's the truth. I don't need to do anything to it. I just feed it. Feed it. I feed it the confidence not in this flesh, but in that new man. The new man. The man that I know I am. The man that the Lord's shown me that I hope to be. But I have an abounding hope that it's not an if, it's when. And I know this precious truth, it's transforming us. It's renewing our mind over and over all the time. We're changing from glory to glory. And only one thing brings glory, grace. Only one thing. Always the grace of God that's with us. The grace that David knew that when he made his bed in hell, thou art there with me. Who was there with him? Grace. Oh yes, grace was there. He that is full of grace and truth. Right there. David singing from the mountaintop. Oh, he was singing a lot of times. Grace of God was there. Oh, that was an easy one. But son, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, This the Lord thy God that delivereth me out of all my trouble? You got to get in a lot of trouble for that. He didn't say just the trouble that somebody else put me in. David said, all my trouble. I'm just thankful I'm a lump, but I'm a new lump. Amen? Amen. See that new lump? Got my bridegroom's hand all over me. He just molded me and making me after his will. Yeah. He knew me in my mama's womb. I didn't surprise him. I didn't. But I'll tell you, when grace quickens this life, it sure does thrill him. And I think they're having a good time in heaven right now. It's not going to be long. We know it. And I'm thankful it doth not yet appear. I am thankful. Because that pleases him. Because it's faith. Amen? See, people just looking out there and saying, oh, well, I don't see that. I don't see that in you. Well, I feel the wings fluttering on my back. I know you're trying to stick me in the back. You can come around with that good old syrupy grin, but it ain't fooling me. We've had some good training in here. Remember it. Remember it. Never forget the grace of God that was with Pastor Hill. Never. Don't ever forget. It was the finishing grace. It was beautiful. It was a God that waited that he may be gracious. It was the Lord that was exalted that he could pour out that mercy. I saw it, but now I'm walking in it. Amen. Soaring in it. I'm even growing in it. You think that's good? I think it's good. Praise the Lord. Time for prayer meeting now. He's a sweet, precious Lord. Love him. We love him. Let's trust him. Amen? Let's just trust him. Complete confidence. Don't matter what comes. Don't matter what we face. Lord, for me, who could be against me? Amen? I do not fear what man can do unto me. I know who's for me. And we're in a time. Man wants to make you fear. Man wants to make you react. I got a life in me that says, there be no power but of my Father. That is a fact, and it never changes. And we now are the sons of God. We are now the sons of God. And that same life has the Father's same favor. The same keeping, the same power. Praise God. And I love, truly, the same purpose of reigning. On the Father's throne. Amen. 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 So we know that there will be an increase in weakness in lots of ways, infirmities. But by grace and by the word of grace, the power of Christ rests upon us. The power of Christ rests upon us. We'd be confident in that. And we pray always, continually, in all things, fervently. We let our requests be made known unto him. Be instant in prayer. Amen. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And just leave it there. Praise God. And it's okay to pray morning, day, and night about it. But each time, don't take it back. Just leave it there. And each time, thank him that it is there. And believe him. Believe him. That, Lord, I know you can do anything. But I also know that you do exceeding abundantly above all I ask or think. Praise the Lord. That faith, that prayer as we come. So tonight, let's do be praying for all of God's precious people. People turn more to this wonderful truth in the Word of God and begin to want to seek out the Scriptures and not in some robotic way to mimic or be conformed to some type of a religion, organization. Know the Word of God. Know the Word of God. Grateful Wednesday night. Wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Never forget old John Hill. What's the greatest gift? He would say, oh, it's got to be knowledge. And I mean, and I believe too, sure, the knowing of the definition of knowing in the New Testament. That's the knowledge of a husband and a wife. You betcha. That knowing, that's the greatest. Praise God. That's a good one. So we thank him. And let's do ask the Lord to increase our love more and more for one another. More love for this precious truth. Pray for these meetings that are standing in the whole counsel of God. Pray for opportunity to tell people about Jesus. Really do. And pray for boldness. Pray for patience. Pray for wisdom as well, too. I don't want to be a soapbox derby. I want to have his encouragement of they're seeking me out because they see a hope. God divinely gives us appointments that we can tell about the beauty of the love of Jesus. He'll bring them. Don't you worry. You just be patient and be prepared and be ready to give every man an answer of the hope that lies within you. Praise God. And this is how we gain in it. We just grow in the wonderful truth and love doctrine. I know you think you look pretty ratty. Masterpieces. It's time to pray. Got a name request? Let's come worship the Lord together.